More and more people are learning about the benefits of being a vegetarian, including former President Bill Clinton. On September 22nd, he told CNN after having stent surgery and reading the China study and other material that he essentially went on a plant-based diet.
Open source vegan.
Today, I want to introduce to the program a talented vegan chef who is a former cafeteria manager of Heartland Institute, a former cook for a vegan restaurant in South America, and a Spanish cookbook creator, Daniel Velez. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Franklin. It's a pleasure to be here.
How long have you been vegan?
I've been vegetarian pretty much since I was 6 months old, and I've been vegan most of that time. Sometimes I did eat some dairy and eggs, but I've been strict vegetarian or vegan, as it's known, for about 4 or 5 years now.
When did you start being passionate about cooking and vegan cooking?
Well, it's actually very interesting. When I was 12 years old, maybe younger, 8 years old, I did not like very much how my mom cooked, unfortunately. So I decided to make different foods that would be tastier. And that's kind of how I got involved in cooking.
Well, I've tasted your meals. I really like them. You're not just someone that cooks, but you're someone that actually puts your mind into doing it. I know that you research about cooking and you love flipping through cookbooks. Now, I remember coming back to Heartland College after my internship, and you made a very professional looking and tasty carob cake with a nice cherry filling in the middle. Can you give us a recipe idea of how you made that cake?
I usually like to look around in different cookbooks, not only vegetarian cookbooks, but normal cookbooks, and find different recipes that I see that are interesting and make vegan versions of them. So I was kind of researching German food since some of my ethnic origins are German, and I happened to run into this cake that's very famous. You probably have heard of it. It's called the Black Forest Cake, also known in German as Schwarzwalder Kuchen. So when Franklin was graduating, he came and asked me if I could make a cake for his graduation party, and I decided to give a shot at this cake. So I made a cherry marmalade, I made a carob cake, and I made lots of soy whipped cream, and I simply sliced up the cake after it was baked through the middle. I put cherry marmalade in the middle, put a slice of the cake on top, and then covered it all with whipped cream, and then decorated it as it's usually decorated, with whipped cream and black cherries on top and some chopped up carob chips.
All I know is when I saw it, I was very impressed. It's something that I would buy at a store, and not only was I very impressed, but my stomach thanked me, and people commented about it. They liked it. I really enjoy it. So we're going to put the picture back on our Facebook page. You'll get to see it yourself, and you will wish that you had come to graduation just based on that picture. Now, not only are you into exercising your culinary expertise, but you also like to work in the garden. Last summer, were you able to teach students how to do gardening?
Yes, interestingly enough, this past spring and summer, I was asked to teach gardening at Heartland College, and I had never expected to do that. I'm really into organic farming, but it was a very good experience. I am sure that a lot of the students learned a lot and really appreciated it. I think it's a very good idea to plant our own produce, especially for people that want to set up restaurants or even people just that want to eat fresh. And when you're planting your own organic produce, you're saving a whole bunch of money.
What I like about that too is the cafeteria seeks to work with the farm, and eating fresh lettuce that comes from the farm, or fresh sweet potatoes, bell peppers, and tomatoes, to me, it smells better. And I know it's fresh just based on the smell, as well as I know it's more nutritious for my body. And so I'm very appreciative of you teaching students how to make their own food. And that's just a skill that I want to cultivate more. I also took the summer gardening class and spring gardening class at Heartland at one point a few years ago. And I want to do more in the future myself. Now, what advice would you give someone who wants to start going more green by growing their own food?
Okay, the first advice I would give them is never let anyone convince you that organic is not possible. They'll try to make you use all kinds of fertilizers and all kinds of pesticides, but all these things only will destroy your own body. When you plant organic, you are actually helping the planet Earth, you're helping your own body, and you're helping everyone around you. Why? Because all these chemicals that are being used nowadays not only destroy the environment, but also make people sick. So when you are planting organic, you are doing a small part to help the Earth become a better place for everyone to live in.
Definitely, I agree with that totally. And like I said, it's a healthy alternative. Now, what motivates you, Daniel, to embrace a healthy lifestyle?
God says in the Bible that he wishes above all things that we may prosper and be in health. I think that in a certain way, God gives us all these different skills or new ideas so we can know how to keep in better health. By eating healthy, by planting organic and doing all these things, we are actually doing good to ourselves. As we keep our body healthy, we are praising God, and in a certain way, we are giving testimony to those around us that what God wants for us is what is best.
That's right, and I like that text as well because it says not only does he want us to prosper healthily, but he also wants our soul to prosper. And there's an intimate connection between what we eat and what we grow to our own ability to communicate with God. So it's just a real blessing to have good vegan food. Growing our own food is really good. So I want to thank you so much for your time, Daniel.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure for myself as well. I have really appreciated your hard work in the Heartland Cafeteria again, and I really enjoyed all of your food. If you want to learn more about this healthy lifestyle, please check out opensourcevegan.com for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Opensourcevegan.com.